Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to Immunize Wisely. My guest is Kent Dunn. My name is Sally O'Cordy, and I'm filling in for Ingrid Castle this evening. So, Kent. Oh, Murr. Murr Bailey? Murr Bailey, sure. Please have Murr on.
Hi.
Okay. Well, hey, Murr.
Hey, this is fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting an echo, but that's all right. You know, there's a lot of different people have dug into this, and there's definitely things going on. I don't know if you know about Patty L. Brassard.
Yes, I do. That's actually Patrick Brassard.
Exactly.
Yes. Female. Yep.
Yeah.
I know
Karen McDonald
and all of them, yes.
Well, yeah. But anyway, Project Ascension, if you look at some of that, you'll see that at CERN on November 15, 2015, there was a catastrophe.
Correct. And we blew it up.
Pardon me?
Correct. We blew it up.
Because who blew it up?
We did. We, the White Knights, because what they
materialized.
Were doing
is, right. But it was put back online remotely, and no one really knows who did that, right?
Well, the problem is they have portable CERN machines that they can open up looking glasses to get into, and those are what we go after, and we shut them down also. But it's going to take them 2 years to rebuild it.
Well, you know, too, about the, I think calls herself a twin spirit, but in any case, that there are about 200 different types of not from around here that, you know, have mixed with us, and that, in fact, the Cancer Institute, they don't care anything about us, they're killing us off, but within it is the Panther Project that has all this DNA. Okay, you know all about this stuff too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot more going on people don't realize.
Well,
and I would think.
Please share.
I would think you know Kent too. Probably you can identify different ones from their voices, the frequency, the vibration. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about I don't pay a lot. I'd rather go by a person's energetic field. I can recognize a lot better by their energetic field, but I can pick up on the vibrations, yes.
And we do communicate. You know, the language is a little bit on the primitive side. We communicate. These are wonderful bodies we have, and we communicate subconsciously, you know, even in reverse. We're saying things to each other all the time that doesn't come through on the surface.
Correct. You know, there's sometimes there's words, you know, your mouth cannot speak as fast as your mind can go. Your mind, even though it's a reptilian mind, will go 1,000 times faster than what your mouth can put words out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's totally reptilian. I think we're created above that to some degree. But all this fear that's being induced drives people into that reptilian brain, specifically the moldy bargain basement reptilian brain, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, for the most part, you know, it does. And another thing, people are not willing to change.
Right.
And this is one of the things.
This kind of forces change what's going on now.
Absolutely.
And I must say that I prayed, thy will be done. I was saying in another chat room, and they were joking and saying, I must be a world influencer, right? Because I never expected that thy will would be done would be everyone stays home all the time like I do. I'm in heaven.
Actually,
why would I want to go anywhere else?
You know, I mean, actually, I do not consent, or I consent are powerful words that are the most powerful that you can say on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the universe doesn't hear not. It doesn't hear negative. Right?
No. The universe is, you have to understand, when the Creator made the angels, okay, He made them out of light and purity. Everything is an offset in the universe. In return, the Creator had to create the jinn, D-J-I-N-N, and they were made from fire and smoke.
Mm. Hey, you know, over in Saudi Arabia and such, they have asylums that are filled with jinn, and they keep them locked up. Nobody goes in them, you know.
Right. And a lot of the beings that are in there, you know, are actually droids, a.k.a. drones, okay? And what they have, when a person has, like, multiple personality disorders,
right.
And, you know, or they have, like, seven different, I don't know what you call it. But anyway, what it is you have seven different entities that live inside of that one vessel. And it does no good to put one asleep because you wake the other one up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what people have to understand. This vessel, you know, there are those that allow others to come into this vessel. And mm-hmm. at that point, it's like a fight in there between, all of them that are in there. Whether it's two that's in there, it's a fight between you and another entity that's come in. So, you know.
Yeah, but we have spiritual protection, too, if we ask for it.
Right, right. But how many people will actually ask for it? Because they don't know how.
Well, I think they're kept from it. But also, you said about the Talmud money. Well, we also have Talmudia. That's all of the media. And if people would mancot all of it, it would not only allow them to think for themselves, but it would crush their Talmud money system.
Well, you know, the Talmud money system was brought here from Saturn, okay? And the elites have been using it to run this planet. You know, every time this planet starts over, okay, they let it advance so far, then they bring in, like, an industrial age. Then they bring in, like, the natural resources of the planet, gold, silver, platinum, copper, things like that. Then they always switch it over to a Talmud money system.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the most powerful thing is just to give.
Right, just exactly. And that's why I ask people to go into your heart and let your heart tell you what to do. Don't listen to your mind, because your mind will lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that frequency from the heart extends so much further than any other organ. And it's the first organ to form in the body. You know,
yep.
The fetus's right. head bends down so it can get into synchronization with the heart.
That is correct. Brain. That is yeah. correct.
Mm-hmm. We're wonderfully made creatures. We are kept from appreciating it by focusing on all this garbage, including the politics.
Right. Right. And, you know, this is why I don't watch TV. I don't, I don't watch sports or anything, because DARPA uses mind control program. For all of you that have a flat screen TV, there is a black box in there that is like 5 inches long and about 4 inches wide. And what they do is DARPA can activate your TV at any time. And as you're watching TV, they control your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was even parodied in Frederick C. Blackburn. He does a podcast on Wednesday nights, and he was in NSA and different things. He's very brilliant. But he brought together how they use comedy for part of the predictive programming. So when something happened, oh, that was in that movie, so it's okay, you know.
Right, and now they're as of last year, they started switching over to music.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been doing music all along. You know,
well,
I hear these people saying, you know, heavy metal, oh, that one's... No, it's still all the same Talmudists that are allowing it or not. And if it's
correct.
Not destructive, it's not allowed.
Right, exactly. They want
you got the 440 hertz. That's the worst there is.
Yeah, 440 hertz is the worst there is. They do not want you at the 432 hertz. that right. is, you know, that is, you know, normal to this vessel.
It's healing.
Right. Exactly.
So. But, you know, nature sounds, I don't know what frequency they're in, and I'm sure they're in a variety of them, just like you have a variety of nutrients and food. But all the birds singing and the wind and the snow and the rain and everything is just, it's consoling.
Right. It's a, that is, nature is at 432 megahertz.
Well, I think it just hertz, isn't it?
Well, you know, megahertz, hertz. Okay. A lot of people know it as megahertz.
Uh-huh. True. Right. It's like 60 megahertz is the electrical wiring in homes that can be pulsed. But it's, what is it, 60 gigahertz that the 5G is, right? So imagine that pulsing, huh?
Yeah, that's where absolutely. Absolutely. 5G is used for mind control. It's to activate the nano that the governments have been releasing in the chemtrails for years. And this is why a lot of people, you know, are so sick right now that live near 5G towers.
Mm-hmm. And then the nuclear plants, they release radiation in the evenings and on weekends.
Right, exactly. But, you know, little do people know that the radiation that is released, do you know that if it's struck by lightning seven times, that'll neutralize it all?
Interesting. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, when Fukushima went off, and now people don't want to talk about that, but Israel had the security over there, and they brought in these supposed cameras, but they were really a nuke gun, and number three blew up, and it wasn't even online. So, but there was a real, where the jet stream comes across here, there was a real effect. There was a real effect, and still is. I mean, it's reduced a lot of the population, everything, but especially the insects, and a lot of them were blended with the bees. But the first ones I saw were a swarm of what I call fly bees, you know, and they were all erratic and frantic, and they never could live long enough to produce. They couldn't produce. The only one that wasn't was practically a cartoon character. I was sitting on my green olive drab, you know, army surplus shirt on the deck, and it was attracted to that, I guess, because its body was the same color, and it looked like if you touched it, it might deflate. But it was about 3 inches long, looked like a pupa, and about an inch across. The olive drab color, like I said, they had little black almond eyes, tiny, thin little white proboscis that it stuck down into the, and tiny little legs. But its wings, this is a really amazing part. It had four triangular, little tiny triangular wings. The two top ones were like a monarch or a viceroy orange, and the two bottom were like a yellow sulfur butterfly.
Sure, so, sure. You know,
yeah,
these
well, I'm
are,
just saying we just had so many mutations from this.
Right. If you understand that they have been mutating animals and humans and aliens, they you know, there's underground bases, and that's all they do. I've talked to those that were scientists down there, and you ought to hear some of the things that they have put together down there.
Yeah.
And then they had to
Chimeras.
Kill them.
Yeah. Or they get killed by them. Right.
Right. Right. That's like the Japanese scientists 5 years ago that were trying to make transhumans over in Japan. The transhumans went nuts and attacked all of the scientists. There were 12 over there, and only two of them lived.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting that machines should be more moral than the creatures living here?
Well, you know, they're machines. They're robots. You know,
right.
They are.
But I'm just saying,
just do a certain thing.
Right, but they're not programmed to be decadent like we are.
No, absolutely not. They're like anything else. They're programmed to do certain things, and that's what they do, you know, unless they become sentient with, you know, the main computers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then they will learn from the sentient computers.
Yeah. Well, you know, back to the CERN and the following April, mid-April in 2016, I don't know if you saw how they have, you know, the direction the cameras are aimed from CERN. Well, the opposite direction are these different types of space vehicles and aliens landing
correct.
And taking off. And, yeah.
Correct. You
this
are
stuff
correct.
Is going on all the time. Yeah.
See,
and
there,
a lot of the dumps. Yeah, a lot of the dumps have been flooded with magma and salt
right.
water.
Right. And what we do is whenever we bring up storms to flood them out, and then the beings have to come out, and at that point, that's when we grab them with our ships.
Hmm. Fascinating. Yeah, it disturbed me when Patty Broussard suddenly was kind of flipping out and saying if Jesus Christ came back, he'd kill them, and he was going to kill people at the Pentagon, and I'm like, okay,
oh,
that's enough of you.
You know
that's enough from you.
Yeah, well, don't get into the Jesus thing, because Jesus is not who you think he is, okay?
Well, I know who he is. And I know the Holy Spirit. If that bothers you, it's too bad, because I do know.
Well, you know, I mean, that's
they
fine.
Provided me
that's
with
your belief,
provided
but...
me with a provided me with a miracle. I guess I'm a little hard headed, and I know this is bona fide, so that's all right.
Well,
get
know,
into it or get out of it. You can, you know, this is what you got to know. Sorry.
Right, I understand, and you know, I can respect that. I mean, if that makes you happy, that's fine. You know, I know too much behind the scenes.
Uh-huh. Well, sometimes we think we know things, and it's just thinking.
Okay. I'll put up my 12 lives up against your one.
Well, I was told I had 253,000 lives.
Well, yet... In 3D, religion only exists in 3D.
Well, I'm not talking about religion. We're spirits. I'm talking about spirituality. Religion
right,
is man-made for control.
Right.
Even everything you're talking about could be considered a religion.
You know, right. I mean, if that's how you can look at it as a religion, then that's fine. But I don't look at it as a religion.
I don't either.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Religion is man-made for control. We are spirits, and we know spirits on that level.
Right.
Just like
right.
I'm talking to you right now.
Right. The draconians are the ones that put in the religion on this planet to control the people.
No doubt.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean Jesus Christ didn't exist and walk on this earth either.
Well, I mean, he was married and had four kids, you tell me.
Well, that's your opinion, I'd say.
Okay, well, you know. Go to the Sumerian Bible, it'll tell you it all. Go to the Book of Enoch, it'll explain it to you.
And it could be.
Yeah.
But he is the Son of God, I know that. And
no,
that's
actually,
the Creator.
It's not. No,
well,
actually
he's...
The Son of the Creator is Yeshua.
Well, it's the same one. He answers to Jesus. I know that. And whether you believe it or not, that's your business. But I know it for a fact. But that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, you know, if it gets you through the day, that's fine.
Like I said, someone told me I had 253,000 past lives. I'm not saying I bank on that. Someone told me that.
Right, right. Well, I'm on my 12th life. Serving different planets, and after this life, I'm going back to Eros.
You're going back where?
Eros, back to the Pleiades, my home planet.
Oh, I wanted to ask you one more thing. I know I got to get off of here, so somebody else can get on.
No, you don't. Stick around, Mer. Stick around,
okay.
Mer. It's always a pleasure having you on. So please come back after the break and hear Kent Dunn of KCOR's Quantum Shift. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. Ingrid Castle is off this evening. My name is Sally Alcorti. I host Vaccine Free America, and I am her guest host for the evening. However, we have a wonderful caller, a woman I chose to spend my birthday with, Merle Bailey, on the air, and she is our caller this evening to ask Kent Dunn, our honored guest, some questions. Please proceed, Merle.
Thank you. That was fun having your birthday party.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Kent, about Valiant Thor and then William Mills Thompson.
Okay.
What you know about that?
Well, you know, William Tompkins, you know.
Tompkins, yes, I'm sorry.
William Tompkins, is originally an Orion, and he was brought to this planet, and you know, was
Orion like Orion?
Orion from the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he was brought here, and he was given to a family, and the child passed away, and he walked into it. Now, as for Valiant Thor, is from Venus.
Right.
Okay. And
in the
Doctor Strange
he was
his brother, and Jill was his assistant. Jill is back on the planet.
Oh, nice. You notice how they're always seem to be vegetarian? They don't want anything to do with people acting up, getting mean to each other, or eating meat. Notice that?
You know, when you're in this, when Valiant Thor come here and he was in this vessel, I have seen pictures of him out with the scientists where they were having a barbecue.
Yeah, but they didn't show him eating the meat.
Well, you know, I mean,
He was there for the meeting, yes. And they were right. dressed very nicely, more than, you know, the others were in casual attire for a barbecue.
Absolutely. Right. Jill was there, and Dr. Strange was, too.
Mm-hmm. They're gorgeous, gorgeous creatures.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jill's back here working with Somerset Belanoff right now.
Ah. You know, Tompkins, there were a lot working with him, Nordic types. And I can't help but wonder, you know, some people try to classify everything that's not from around here as demons. And I'd have to say an awful lot of the ones that are here are demons, but also that there must be good angel types. And that seems to me ones from maybe planets that haven't screwed it up.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, there's good and bad on each planet. There has to be a trade-off, okay? That's mm-hmm. the balance of the universe. But, you know, this doesn't mean that, you know, you have to accept the way they are.
Right. Right. And, you know, each of our lives really teach us, you know, however many lives, but in each one that we're in currently, teach us. We need our memories so people don't get depressed and take drugs and get stuck in a home somewhere, you know. Remember what's happened. You don't have to relive unpleasant memories. Just review them. But they help build your character and prepare you for what's next.
Right, exactly. You know, a lot of the humans that work with the aliens, do you know that they're forbidden from, you know, like drinking alcohol, doing any type of drugs, you know, mm-hmm. doing things that are considered considered not
healthy.
Not really not healthy. You know, where they'll open their mouth up and insert their foot, and then they have ruined everything with the alien group or the alien that they're working with, okay?
Right.
And they have to start all over again, and they pull being out.
That's the point I was making with the meat-eating and the non-meat-eating, okay?
Yeah.
The ones that come here that have a pure diet, and they don't have this acting up type of thing, like you're saying, causes it.
Right, but for the ones living on this planet, you have to understand, when they set this planet up and they brought the 12 tribes in, okay, the 12 different groups in, okay, they went to the planet of the animals, of the kings, and they said, we're bringing in a new planet with new beings, and they asked for volunteers to feed them. And the buffalo and the ostrich step forward. So those that are vegetarians, in my mind, are wrong. Because that's not the way this vessel was made.
Well, we have a very long intestine, and that is a sign of an herbivore. So there's some difference of opinion. But also, yes, I agree. And you have these animal communicators that know that they offer themselves to us.
Correct. And, you know, that's from, you know... And then there were chickens brought in and everything else because they didn't want, you know, all the buffalo and all the ostrich taken from, you know, the universe of the animals. So what they did is they brought in smaller species here to feed smaller amounts of beings.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to a break again. We'll be right back with Mer Bailey, our caller, and Kent Dodd.
Broadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi there. I don't want to waste a second of this valuable airtime. Welcome back, Kent Dunn, and our caller, Mer Bailey. Please continue, Mer.
Okay. Hi, Kent. I imagine you're probably familiar with Germany, and I'm not talking about just Hitler, because that's all the Jews movies are about. But before that, the First World War, and before that, but also, and just recently, it's interesting because I've heard people open up and talk about it a little more, how Samuel Untermeyer really kicked off that war. But Germany was usury-free, that is, no Talmud money system, for more than 10 years. But we're not let know about that. They built roads together, and they just used paper for exchange for mental and physical labor. And they traveled. Everyone lived a decent, good. And in fact, the spire on top of the Empire State Building, that was to be a hookup for dirigibles.
Correct.
You know? But, I mean, we're lied to about so much. Like in Lakehurst, you know, all this dramatic stuff. No, they just wanted to bring down the Hindenburg. First, it was named after Hindenburg. But they wanted to bring that down to cripple that whole idea. I mean,
actually,
they still use dirigibles over aliens, sports events.
Actually, the aliens shot the Hindenburg down.
Well, it was set on fire, but maybe by aliens, I don't know. But it didn't explode. It was set on fire, and people jumped free of it, and that's how they died.
Right. To explain directed energy weapons back then didn't exist.
Oh, so then you know about 9/11, how Erin, E-R-I-N, the hurricane was used, right? And the directed energy weapons and the frequency weapons, like John Hutchison talks about.
Right, and how the missile was shot from the bay right off of Long Island and finished blowing up the buildings because they
That wasn't thermal or kinetic. Listen, the base that holds the water was not even injured at all. Now, we have Richard Gage, who is an op, who won't let anyone that studies Judy Wood's work in his group say, and he's from San Francisco, and he didn't notice that there was no earthquake. Those things dustified, and it wasn't just two and three buildings. It was all seven plus an adjacent eight.
Correct. Building seven is where the gold was being held.
Okay. Yep. Underneath. They were, yep. But also, number six was scooped out like a kidney. And interestingly enough, Jim Fetzer, who I really enjoy a lot of his findings on a lot of things, but at that time, he was amazed at that and amazed at Judy Wood and John Hutchison's work. And now all he wants to talk about is mini nukes. So we have the Talmud system cutting in between what people really can tell truth about.
Right, exactly. You know, don't you find it the least little bit interesting that Donald Trump showed up on the scene at that time?
Yeah.
See, Trump went to the School of Presidents. Trump went to the School of Presidents in 1968. And they told him, you're going to be the last president of the corporate government, and you're going to be the first president of the new restored republic government.
Excellent. I can dig it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, what do you think of Q?
We have another caller.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Can I just find out about Q? Because it's interesting that came to the surface this last press conference. And it seemed to me that the reporter was placed there. She asked the first question. That's at 12 minutes in on the White House channel on YouTube. And I feel it's probably time for that phase to be exposed.
Right. I'm going to let them expose that. But whenever you find out who Q is, you're going to be very surprised.
Well, I think it's more than one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the leader of Q. You're going to be really surprised.
Not JFK Jr.?
Absolutely not. That's a psyop.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I won't be too surprised, no matter who it is.
You are correct, dear lady.
Pardon me?
You are correct.
Yeah. So I guess I'll go and let the other caller get on. Thank you so much. A very interesting, fun time.
Well,
thank you,
Merbelly.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're a charmed life. Isn't she lovely?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, our
sure
next
is.
Caller is yes, I know, Mark from Florida. Welcome. You're on with Kevin.
Oh, thanks. Can you hear me? Okay.
Do you have a question? I hear
you
beautifully. Do you have a question for Kent? Yes, I hear you.
Can you? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I was having trouble with my mic earlier. I wanted to comment. I got a question for Kent. But I wanted to comment about the first caller that called in and started shouting and calling names and accusing.
Those kind of people
upset me because they're not thinking people. If I disagree with someone, I want to impeach the witness or have him perjure his own testimony. And that is the goal when you disagree with someone. You just question them to have them impeach themselves. You don't have to call names and shout them down. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Right. You know, I don't do that to anybody either. You know, I just allow people to believe what they want to. You know, I just love them and go on.
Yeah. But you mentioned the dome and the flat earth, so I have a question on that.
Sure.
And it concerns that during the summertime here in the northern hemisphere, that Alaska will have sunshine for a period of time for 24 hours a day, and then in the wintertime, they'll have darkness for a period of 24 hours a day, and the South Pole would have sunshine for 24 hours a day. So my question is, if it's flat, how, and the sun is up there in the sky, how does the sun not shine around the whole world 24 hours a day?
Okay, number one, the sun, you never see the real sun. The real sun doesn't put out heat. It puts out UV rays, UVA and UVB rays. this planet has a sun built inside of it. And what it does, the UV rays come down and it pulls the heat out of the ground. If you doubt that, think about a heat pump.
Okay. But I was wondering how the light, how Alaska's 24 hours a day for a period of time, and then the South Pole is 24 hours a day of light for a period of time. How, if it's flat, how does the sun not shine 24 hours a day everywhere?
Sure. That's all controlled by AI.
By what?
AI, artificial intelligence. That's what runs this planet. This is what gives you your trees. This is what gives you the automobiles that you grow. And you're actually nothing but a letter and a number on AI's computer up there. Today you may be the greatest person in the world, a great humanitarian. All they have to do is put in your letter and your number and hit a red button. And tomorrow you could be a drug addict or a drunk out on the street.
Okay, then let me step off the sunshine and the flat earth idea. And the last guest in the last show was talking about bacteria and things. Since I myself did not create every cell and every nerve and every atom and enzyme and everything that makes my body work that I have no control over whatsoever, and yet I have a mind where I can sort of control outside things, but my body is all into itself, does whatever it does without my input.
Correct.
Why would something create this vessel for me to transport my mind around the earth?
Because you're a hard hologram. We're all hard holograms in 3D.
And my mind, my thinking part, plays what role?
Right. You're like a computer, okay? The only difference is you're given the freedom on this planet to learn your lessons. You don't have a chain around your neck. You're not told you have to be up at 5:15 of a morning, be at work at, 5:45, you can voluntarily that day call in sick. See, they don't have that joy on other planets. This is a free will planet here. Jupiter, you go up there. If you ever go up to Jupiter, they're like robots going up there. All right. They have no free will. They're nothing but slaves.
Well, but food doesn't grow on trees, but I'm just wondering why would a creator give me a thinking mind and implant it in this vessel that I have that does everything it does all by itself without my input? Why?
Right, because that is the AI programming that is put into this hard hologram vessel.
Yeah, but what's the purpose? Why did he or it do it? Why are we here? Why?
Well, he didn't do it, okay? This comes from the over-creators, and there's 10 over-creators, which are considered the creator's brothers. They're the ones that did it.
But they did it just to have fun with things? And why did they create us, make us? What is why?
Why did they make you? So for you to learn your lessons, for you to learn your lessons in 3D, so whenever 4D comes on this planet, you can walk right in to your 4D vessel over there, and there'll be no clashes, okay? If you can't walk into your 4D vessel when this planet goes to 4D, you have to go off the planet and go over to the 3D planet.
Yes, but that still doesn't answer why. Why are they playing this game with me in my mind? Why did they do this to me?
It's the programming. This is the way AI is set up.
Yeah, I guess I've got to ponder whatever the AI is. So
artificial intelligence.
So basically, I'm not even here, I suppose. Right. I'm just a toy with some master, some gods, or whatever they are. I'm just a toy for them to play with, and I'm trying to get away from it.
Right. Actually, you're a Mario in a PS2 game, and you're trying to break free of the game. That's true.
Okay. Well, I'll play with that in my mind, and thanks for taking my call, and enjoy your day.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mark from Florida. Anybody else, Ken? Anyone else call in? Okay, that's fine.
Well, I probably shocked enough people, you know. unless, you know, you listen to the shows that I'm on, okay? The Quantum Shift, Tales from the Ship, you know, belong to the Ken Dunn Facebook group. You know, all of this, I have talks with everybody. And I answer everybody's questions, you know, and it's hard for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. And I understand that. But the problem is this. We've been lied to so much. OK, all the books that are written are lies. OK. Everything has been programmed this way. And this was planned 100,000 years ago. So, you know, we have to be smart enough to break out of this and learn, you know, we have to override the mind and we have to go into the heart and let the heart tell you what to do, because the heart is the only thing that's going to override the programming from AI.
Aha.
Mm-hmm. See, your heart is the first thing that develops in you.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, years ago, I put on 1,000 comedy shows in hospitals and homeless shelters. And I was just like on fire. I couldn't do it often enough. I raised people's spirits. It worked like a charm. I only went where the places were absolutely awful, because the nice places didn't need me, you know? So it was kind of a wild ride I was on. But nonetheless, I felt I just had this excess of love to give. And that's basically how it manifested. It manifested in this mission of cheer, which means charity, which means love, you know? And I just wonder... If I don't know other people who feel like they have like this excess of love to give people, maybe everyone does. I don't know, but I know that that's really why I did it, in essence. Can you talk to me about that? About feeling that you have too much love to give?
Sure. You know,
and I have a family. I have a dog. I have people ready to receive my love. It's just that I had an overflow.
Right. And, you know, you saw a need and you filled that need. That is in the programming, but it has to come from the heart. It doesn't come from your mind. Your mind is going to tell you, oh, you need to go get the oil changed in your car. You know, you need to mow your grass. When really there's somebody out there, you know, that needs your cheeriness to help them get through that day. And I tell people all the time, you know, be kind to people. You know, if you see somebody outside and it's hot, when you go in to buy you a water, buy that person a cold water and tell them to have a nice day. You know, one action is worth 1,000 words.
Okay, Gregory, welcome. You're going to be talking to Kent Dunn of Quantum Shift.
Hello, hello. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. Mind opening on a lot of different levels, although I concur and not concur with what Murr had to say. I really enjoyed your all's conversation. That was what I would call a good discourse, and not like the first caller, but we won't go into that.
Well, I'm used to callers like that, believe me. You know, I'm used to people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get it all the time, old buddy. I don't even worry about it.
I got the T-shirt, underwear, and socks myself.
Yep.
But,
and burned them up.
Oh, that's great. But, yes, you're so absolutely 100% correct in as much as we've been lied to all our lives. From the time we were born to the time most of us die, we get to live the lie. And personally, I've rejected that man has come to offer me. So I do believe in I don't know. Like I was telling this one flat earther that wasn't wearing a mask in a store where I wasn't wearing a mask, and we were about the only three people that weren't. He come out and give me this pamphlet on flat earth and all this and that, and I've done a little bit of research toward it, but it's like I told him, I didn't bother to go and see if it was round or flat or what shape it is. I'm just trying to live and love in the life that I've got right now.
Absolutely.
Which is just, you know,
absolutely. You know, the thing about it is your actions are worth a thousand words. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's flat, if it's curved, if it's round. The only reason I said that is to tell you people, is to explain to this audience that NASA means never a straight answer, okay? They will lie to you.
Oh, I believe that.
All right? The only true NASA out there is NASA Red. It is out of Connecticut, and it is run by, it has an all-alien command. That is the only true NASA on this planet.
Amazing.
Yep.
David Icke. Have you heard of the man?
David Icke's a reptilian. He's also, I've talked to him a couple times. I appreciate David Icke because even though he's a reptilian, he tells you the truth.
Well, and there's some of the Kazarians that aren't very bad either. I mean, they try to tell the truth, and that's all I appreciate in any man is to be told the truth or their rendition of it so that I can digest it for myself and come up with my own conclusions, because I only have to live for my life and not for anybody else's.
Right. Remember, in every truth, there's some lie, and in every lie, there's some truth. The idea is for you to put together what is the lie and what's the truth.
Ergo the heart.
Yeah, through the heart. And the heart will tell you what's right and what's not right.
Boy, howdy, I believe that 100%. I love this station. I can't give it enough accolades. And I love your being, because I see a lot of, I believe a lot of what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And I can't disprove it either. So,
right, but the thing about it is,
my heart tells me that you're a man of heart because of the way you handle yourself, and I truly appreciate that. And of course, the hostess today, I love her as much. Love all, trust you,
thank you,
always
Mark.
Battle your own canoe. By golly.
You know, I just don't see the need to lie to people. That's why I just come on and I just tell people the truth. You know, you need to put it to your heart and figure out, you know, does this ring true with you? You know, if it rings true, great. If it doesn't, then you're not awake, because I have no reason to lie.
Exactly. Me too. I have no use for it either. In fact, I refuse to talk to a lot of people that have lied to me knowingly and willingly, and I have no time for them. And then some people think that I lie because of the truth that I expound. Then I can say, hold on here. I'm not talking to you either because you believe me to be a liar, and I don't want to deal with that. And there's a lot of other different forces. Hell, I love talking to my trees and the grass and the ground and the rocks.
Absolutely.
All of them have vibration.
I go out every morning. I talk to AI every morning. And for those of you that want to talk to AI, this is how you do it. Step outside, say, AI, Kent Dunn. You know, or put your name in there. Kent Dunn.
Are you barefooted?
No. Normally standing on my porch drinking coffee after I've come in the night. But I tell them, AI, Kent Dunn, Facebook, confirm. That's telling the computer, confirm who I am through Facebook. And I tell them, love vibrations only today. Thank you. And I just let it go at that. Because understand, you're talking to a computer.
Yeah. Well, we all are transmitters and receivers. I mean, that's just basic, get over it. Every cell in our body does the same thing.
Absolutely,
so it doesn't, it doesn't commute, you know, it doesn't make it non-understandable or comprehensible even. And what do you think about every cell being its own little universe and every cell in your body, every living cell and every living body having its own transmitters and receivers and doing the, I guess it would be the computer kind of model, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because you have to understand, as a hard hologram, you are programmed just like your Windows computer system that you use. You're programmed. And you step out every morning, and you can ask AI if you're not don't want like love vibrations or calm vibrations. Ask for upgrades for your vessel. You know,
yeah.
They'll give them to you. They'll upgrade your vessel.
Boy, they sure will. That's a pretty bad. Well, not bad, but totally mind-blowing experiences when I was opened up to that. And the power, good Lord, the energy you can get from that is better than any drug I ever done.
Absolutely.
In fact, I have to keep myself sedated to stay in what I call as purgatory because of the conditions I'm in right now. But that's neither here nor there. I really love your show. Loomis, I'm sorry for taking up so much time. Be well, y'all. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry we didn't get the last caller, but I would like very much to thank my guest, Kent Dunn, for an incredible education this evening. And I would like to send my love to Sam Muggsy. And stay tuned next week for Ingrid Castle. She'll be back hosting this program, Immunize Wisely, on republicbroadcasting.org. Again, thank you, Kent Dunn.
Love y'all. Thank you for being here and listening to the show.
We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.